Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. You know, last time we had Dan Lanning on, I complimented him saying, you know, you make us better by calling in on time.
Yes.
You know, every week.
Mm-hmm.
So you can probably deduce that now that it's 4:10 and we're just coming back from break.
Yeah.
Dan Lanning is not with us this week.
No.
Because otherwise we'd be right in the middle of a hot Dan Lanning pepper session.
We are, and that's the thing, we are capable of being on the clock. We just need...
Yeah.
The threat of...
We need help from our leader, Dan Lanning.
Yes. Lanning just has to threaten to call in at any time. Like, a random, you never know when Dan Lanning's going to call.
So he is not with us today. He's traveling or something. I don't know. And who knows when they play again. So who knows when we'll talk to him again.
Yeah.
But, you know, at some point.
Yeah. Well, again, it just comes down to whether or not they get the bye. It's not likely, but possible.
I'm just happy to be back because the Hero World Challenge is on, and I just don't know how you guys would cover that without me.
Is that some hot JJ Spawn talk right there?
Yeah, see, you know.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
He's leading.
This tells you how much I care, because apparently North Carolina and Texas women's basketball is on my television right now,
yeah?
And I'm about to address that. We're going to...
Meaning turn it off?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they put too much women's basketball on?
Yeah, I'm the wrong guy to answer because...
So you think yes?
Well, yes. Women's basketball...
Is it sexist to say that?
I don't know why it's sexist that I don't like something. I'm not opposed to women's basketball, and there are moments where when Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark were playing in the NCAA tournament, that wrote me in a little bit.
Caitlin Clark is white!
I don't enjoy the sport. I don't find it particularly engaging. In fact, I think the play is... It's just not lacking. It's not good.
Well, let's get it over to the Hero World Challenge, fella.
And so, but if you say that as a man, you're somehow a sexist pig. Well,
that's right.
But women can say that they don't like. If I sit down to watch a baseball game that doesn't involve Shohei Ohtani, my girl looks at me and is like, "What the hell are you doing? I don't get why you have to like something." Yes, I feel like women's basketball right now is having a moment, but it's also being shoved down my throat, and then I'm bullied if I say that I don't like it. And so I'm choosing to say, no, we're good. But
right.
I'm glad it's having a moment. I'm glad the players are making real salary and, you know, all that good stuff.
So you're not going to watch North Carolina, Texas? Is that what you're telling me?
100%.
Yeah, I'm going to defend Sook here. And I really don't understand why the questions about, like, guys that like professional male sports aren't wanting to watch professional female sports. It's like, yo, where are the girls that like are watching the girls play? I think that should be the bigger question, as opposed to forcing it on, hey, you like basketball, you need to watch WNBA or female college. It's like, that's That's not equal.
I like women's tennis better than I do men's tennis because I think with men's tennis, it's just such a power game. Whereas women's tennis, I think, has more, what would you say?
Finesse.
Like, yeah, finesse. It's a little more back and forth.
You got to be smarter.
So I enjoy that. I enjoy women's soccer. Like when the U.S. women play in the World Cup, I'd much rather watch them than the men because, well, we can win. And I get behind that. I just don't find women's basketball to be entertaining. I think it's a bad product. Just like if I watch, like a lot of times college basketball to me, have you watched any of Oregon?
Yeah.
Dude, it's rough.
Yeah, they're not good.
Like that's not a good product, so I don't watch it. So
well, college basketball is pretty rough.
Yeah, I just don't care if you have a penis or not, but if you have a bad product, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I rip men's college basketball on the regular, so.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
Exactly.
Well, all right. So anyway, that's a long way of saying Dan Lanning's not coming on.
No.
He's out. But I do have the odds on Giannis's next team here.
Mm-hmm.
And the Knicks have jumped to the pole position. You know, if you haven't seen, Giannis is now hurt.
Yeah.
2 to 4 weeks, he'll be out. But this right after a report that the Bucks and he were discussing his future with the team, because they suck.
Yeah.
And he's, you know. He doesn't want to be there.
No.
Why would he want to be there?
Well, he said during the offseason that he didn't want to be there. He requested a trade to the Knicks. They engaged in it, and then they convinced him to come back and give it another crack. Turns out that's not working, and so they want out. And so obviously the Knicks are the odds-on favorite because that's where he requested to go. And you don't want to trade a disgruntled star.
But they don't really have, I mean, do they have the best package to trade
no, they
to
do
the
not.
Bucks?
They do not. San Antonio has the best package. Or Oklahoma City. I mean, that's ultimately where if they were taking the best deal.
Dude.
I'm just not certain Oklahoma City would want to blow up what they currently have.
No, I don't think they should.
Well, why
aren't they like 20-1 or something?
I think they're 21-1. They're rolling right now. And by the way, they own the Clippers. They have their picks.
Yeah. They could get a top five pick.
Yeah, the Clippers are like the fourth worst team in the league. They own the Clippers pick. So.
God.
I mean, if you're the Thunder, I mean, why not add Giannis? But at the same time, they don't have to. They can just keep this thing going in the world of, like, the apron salary cap. They're set up to, like, this. You're not supposed to be able to compile star-laden teams anymore. Oklahoma City's set up for, like, the next 10 years.
Yeah, I've been watching that, you know, when you're sick, you just lay there and watch stupid stuff.
Yeah.
I watched that starting five about NBA stars.
Yeah. It's actually pretty good, huh?
It's on Netflix. I did not find it good. However, I did find it intriguing because you do get to see, you just get to see the personalities, the real personalities, mm-hmm. it seems, of some of the stars that you, I mean, you don't really know. Like, I didn't really, like, James Harden comes across as, like, this kind of a-hole.
Sure.
He's actually really funny.
Yeah.
And I'm. You watch that show, it's like, oh, all right, James Harden actually has a personality. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't show it very often.
Yeah.
Doesn't care to show it. Kevin Durant is just angry. But then the other guy on there, there's a lot of them on there, Jaylen Brown and others. But the other guy on there that's really freaking impressive is SGA.
Yeah.
That guy is the real freaking deal.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would even be fair to get Giannis to Oklahoma City with that guy.
Yeah.
Dude, he is unbelievable.
I mean, if you want to talk about a package of young talent, I mean, young talent and picks. So it depending on what Milwaukee's looking for, are you trying to just go straight picks and rebuild? Do you want something back in return that could play immediately? But Oklahoma City could give you like real NBA players right now with big upside or NBA players that are already quality players. And you could give... what, at least a top four pick from the Clippers and whatever else draft capital they still have, and you bring back Giannis and you roll him in there. I mean, and you could play Giannis anywhere. You could play him at the three, the four. Hell, you could play him at the five in the small ball lineup.
But they're so awesome.
I know.
And they just came off a championship.
So why tinker with
it? And they never lose. And SGA is like the... I mean, he's just... I don't know why... Well, maybe I do know why we don't talk about him enough.
Yeah.
But he is...
Well, he plays a style that people don't really dig.
Well, and he's Canadian. And yeah. he's not that boisterous. Like, he's just a real solid dude. But wouldn't that be similar to... Because Oklahoma City still has the same GM as when they traded James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got to have some scar tissue from that, doesn't he? Like, you can't just... In other words, like, when you have something so good, don't blow it up.
Yeah.
And they already did once. I would be shocked if they tried again. I mean, they're good, dude. Yeah. They don't, I mean, Giannis is 30. You would never say they don't need Giannis, but you know,
it doesn't necessarily fit their timeline, and it's not. But I don't know. Did Golden State need to go get Kevin Durant? I guess they didn't have to trade for him as a free agent, but you know,
yeah, that worked out.
The other one too is like, do you want? I hope Giannis doesn't turn into the next KD, because he was such a likable guy, and now he's going to do the force his way out. And does he become disgruntled if he doesn't go where he wants? So, you know, does he end up in New York if that's ultimately where he goes? But he's the sort of guy where if you look at the destinations that actually make sense, if he's trying to win a title, he's only going to be happy going to a handful of places. So you would figure Oklahoma City, or New York, which is where he wants to be.
Why does he want to go to New York?
I think everyone wants to go to New York.
Is it just because of the city?
Well, that New York was good. I mean, New York's good. I mean, they were on the doorstep last year. I mean, New York's a good team. You add Giannis to it. You figure you give me a top 4 or 5 team in the NBA, seed-wise, and you put Giannis on it. I mean, you would think. So, what, San Antonio, Houston certainly would fit this mold if you wanted to go down that road and pair him with Durant and those cats.
Miami?
The Pistons are really good and young.
Hey, there's one. I think that would be cool to see him go to Detroit.
Yeah.
Because they're already good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that'd be kind of like the Toronto move when they got Kawhi.
Yeah. Or do you go with the old bastards, which again would be like, you end up with a team like the Warriors or the Lakers that are aging.
Get out of here with the Lakers.
Well, I know they don't have anything, but could you force your way there? I guess they're not. I mean, you'd pair them with, you know, you would pair them with Luka, not LeBron long term. But yeah, Miami, something like that. But I mean, this is.
Well, like I said, the best thing going in the NBA is not the NBA. It's the superstar trade rumors. That's where it gets juicy.
It is sad that the only time people pay attention is like when the Chris Paul thing happens and the Clippers are implode, or when Giannis tries to force his way out.
Hey, can I speak it up? Is. It's like the most interesting stuff.
Yeah.
I've been watching. The Blazers, when I was sick, the Blazers were on a couple times. And let me tell you, that is not a good product, bro.
It's
I'm talking about the NBA in general. Yes. And the Blazers are fine.
Yeah.
I do have one quick, sorry, Schultzy, we'll let you get in here a second.
It's okay.
But I do have one quick little Blazers observation that pertains to nothing.
Okay.
Have you noticed that a lot of their guys, outside of Kamara, they are, it's as if they haven't ever lifted a weight?
Well, they're long and rangy.
Have you noticed that? Like, look at the other teams and how cut they are. And then look at the Blazers and look at their flabby arms. Look, I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Flabby arms?
Well, you know, I mean, look.
You're going with the
Even Robert Williams looks really out of shape, and he's a badass.
I like that you're going with the flabby arms.
Well,
they got lunch
them.
Lady arms.
They don't look that. I mean, I don't know. Who's the strength and conditioning guy? Do we need to take a look at that?
I had not noticed that, but I love that you're
Next
just like
time,
flabby arms.
This could have been the
Zach Randolph arms is what you're saying?
Yes. Exactly. Right. This could have been the drugs that I was on.
It's possible.
But look next time the Blazers play and just start to notice
the
cut.
The lack of sinewy muscle.
Compared to the other teams.
Maybe that's why they have all the soft tissue injuries.
Schultzy, what do you...
By the way, best win of the year last year in Cleveland.
Last year? Best, win,
best
of year
win of
last
the year,
year.
Last night in Cleveland.
Yeah. Now 9-13. All right.
11.5 point underdogs. You're right. Klingon does need some biceps, to your point, by the way, Rob.
Well, and then that Han... Who's the...
Young Hansen.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. He doesn't play.
Well, he does play. Not I saw him.
Probably
he was out
been
there.
Drafted.
He doesn't play.
Robert Williams looks fat and out of shape.
Well, he never plays either.
Jeremy Grant's kind of, he doesn't have an ounce of fat on him.
Yeah, Grant's in good shape.
And Abdia's fine. And Kamara looks pretty, like he is not allergic to weight.
Rob on the sexy meter is only giving Kamara and then maybe a little Deddy. Hey, when Scoot comes back,
Who
he's
else?
Cut. Scoot's in shape.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
Shea dropped a bunch of points last night.
See, you got to watch him when they come back from injury. That's the thing. Robert Williams used to be like, go back and look at Robert Williams Celtics. Very different than Robert Williams Blazers.
I'll tell you what, I did not have Blazer body shaming on my bingo card. And that's the wild card nature when Rob comes back, and I love it.
I was actually trying to talk Blazers in the whole Giannis rumor thing.
Boo. There were
a couple of reports that Giannis and the connection to Dame. Now, this isn't like, oh, this is the big trade that will definitely happen.
He's not coming here. Stop
but
it.
The discussions
stop
that...
Stop it,
dude, guys. He's in his 30s, right? He's already won a title in Milwaukee. Okay, so sorry. 30 going on 31. He's already won a title in Milwaukee. Why not go to a place where the relationship works?
Oh,
Dame and Giannis love each other. They love playing with each other.
Okay, so he's going to go to the place.
Oh, damn it.
I just...
You took the bait.
Never mind.
You took the bait.
You know why it didn't work in Milwaukee and now he wants out, but now you're going to go recreate Milwaukee and Portland? Yeah, that'll make sense.
Blazer fans have got to stop this. You just got it. Schultze, I'm looking right at you, you son of a bitch. Stop it.
I'm not the one saying Denny Avdia is an all-star, okay?
He is an all-star.
Just stop it. He's not... Giannis Antetokounmpo has zero chance of coming to Portland.
All right.
And I mean zero.
Okay.
So you're wasting your breath.
Denny is an all-star, wasted. By the way.
I like him. He's a nice player.
He's really good.
But, yeah. I mean, it's helping him to that big 9-3. It's helping him to that 10 seed. Looking pretty good.
They're going to be a play-in team.
Anyway, like I said, the most interesting thing about the NBA, superstar trade rumors. Now it gets juicy.
Someone said, and I'll double check this, but I'm assuming this person knows what they're talking about. They say currently the Thunder have the 7, 9, 14, and 27th pick in the 2026
draft. Come on. Sam Presti is running circles around the league.
As this person points out, if they want it, they can go get anything they want with that. And it's supposed to be a good draft.
All right, why can Penn State not find a coach? Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, well, we don't have much time here as we've been fighting about the Blazers' flabby arms and Giannis. But
Giannis does not have flabby arms.
No, that's what I'm talking
about. Dude is
like that dude.
Yoked.
He's
yeah.
Anyway, what I want to talk about here was why Penn State can't find a coach.
Yeah,
and they can't find a coach.
No,
so
I mean, it's the
and I don't know why.
It's the damnedest thing.
Do we buy that the Jimmy Sexton is messing with him?
I think there's a little of A, a little of B. I think the idea that James Franklin was putting together top 10 recruiting classes, won 10 games every year, was a college football playoff team, and basically like a bad 3-game stretch got him fired. I think there's some expectations there that certainly probably scared some people. I think the idea of being Penn State and having the expectations to be better than Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, USC, I think maybe there's a belief that at Penn State it's hard to achieve that level of success, and that program is maybe closer to a second tier program as opposed to Ohio State, and yet you have those really high expectations. Throw all those things together, and then with the timing of it, and I think more and more people are realizing that they don't want to be Lane Kiffin and the grass isn't greener on the other side. I think there you go. But the idea that Matt Rhule, Kalani Sitake, Cignetti, Elko, Drinkwitz, Clark Lee, Jeff Brohm, Bob Chesney, all said no. I mean, they all said no, and then they let Hartline out the door where they didn't talk to him. He ended up going down to South Florida. I mean, they let several people off the hook that ended up that would have been good prospects, and they had a 2-month jump on everybody and went from like the 11th best recruiting class in the country. I think they finished 136th with 2 signees. I mean, James Franklin flipped their top 11 commits, I think it was, to Virginia Tech. I mean, I've never seen a school they committed suicide. It just makes no sense.
Total backfire.
And that's the other one, too, is I wonder if once that happened, if maybe the AD and the university president and just top to bottom, people, the word kind of got around of, hey, man, this isn't necessarily the place that you want to be, or it's not all that it's cracked up to be.
Well, I know there's one name that I haven't heard, and I don't know why anybody's – I don't know. It doesn't seem that anybody's going after him, and I don't know why. Why no Dan Mullen talk?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's done a good job at UNLV.
Well, 10-2, he's done a great job.
And he's not going to stay there.
Well, and that may be the next one. I mean, I think it was Colin that talked about this, and he said, with everything that's gone on and now that it's just gone dead quiet, if you're Penn State, you screwed it up so bad that now there's no reason to rush, and maybe someone that you're looking for could be coaching this week, and that would include Dan Mullen. Or, you know, do they go down the NFL road? Do you go the Dable thing? You know, we'll see what happens. Or maybe there's a coordinator for a team that's currently playing that they just say, hey, let's just keep this quiet. Because at this point, you have so much egg on your face. You start getting turned down by coordinators, you're going to look really bad. Manny Diaz is a name that's out there at Duke that people are throwing out there because he was a coordinator there at Penn State, and he's got the ACC title game coming up.
You know what this looks like? Mm. It looks like Tennessee 2017.
Yeah.
And that was when they fired Butch Jones. Mm-hmm. And nobody wanted that job. Yeah. And we thought, oh, Tennessee loses. Oh, everybody. Nobody wanted it. They ended up hiring Jeremy Pruitt.
How'd that go?
Well, I don't think very well.
It's a freaking disaster.
Why don't we talk about Tennessee? You know, we just had this conversation last week about Nebraska and USC just kind of, you know, it's on us at this point that we elevate them beyond what they are.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, or we have expectations for them beyond what they should be.
Yeah.
Why is Tennessee not in that category? Because since they won their title, they haven't done anything.
No.
And I mean anything.
No, I mean, I think they liked Heupel, and Tennessee was kind of...
Well, Heupel's good, and he's doing a good job. But again, that same thing got fired at USC.
Yeah.
Gets fired every time. Lane Kiffin did a good job at USC. He got fired.
Yeah. I'm looking here because you're right that Tennessee has done. I mean, they're closer to Nebraska than they are.
So why don't we ever talk about Tennessee like we do Nebraska and USC?
I don't know. Maybe the SEC thing. You know, it's just and just that sort of bias that we believe that Tennessee's in a fertile recruiting ground and it's easier to get kids to go to Tennessee than it is to go to Nebraska. But you're right. You look at Tennessee going back to, you know, if you want to go all the way back to 2000. I mean, there's definitely some 10 win seasons in there, but dude, there's plenty of 6-7, 5-7, 7-6, 4-8, 5-7, 8-5, 7-6. So Heupel, since coming in, Heupel went 7-6, 11-2, 9-4, 10-3, 8-4. I'm glad, honestly, that Tennessee isn't doing the dumbass thing of what's wrong with Josh Heupel. Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
He's doing a good job.
He's doing a great job. It's just you will hope, like, if he has another season next year where he wins 8 or 9 games, is Tennessee going to get the restless leg syndrome and
exactly.
then and do something stupid?
Exactly. And then we're back in USC territory. Yeah. It's absurd.
Stay the course.
And by the way, he did a great job with the whole Nico thing.
Yes.
Like the way he flipped the script on that yep. was genius. And my sources are telling me now that the reports are that Penn State and Matt Campbell
that seems
are nearing a deal.
That seems to be their target.
All right. Well, we'll see. we'll see.
But again, I mean,
Matt Campbell should take that, yeah?
Well, they said the same thing about Kalani Sitake. Penn State was waiting to announce Kalani Sitake as their next head coach, and they got crumble cookied.
This is a hot take.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Matt Campbell than Kalani Sitake.
I don't disagree with that. Matt Campbell's done a really nice job, but so is Kalani Sitake.
Well, I know, but I'd rather have Matt Campbell than Kalani Sitake.
Yeah.
Like, the Kalani Sitake thing, mm-hmm. that... I was like, what?
Yeah.
Not, and it's not because he's a bad coach. Of course he's a good coach. It's just fit-wise, it's like, what is that?
Well, he's been a West Coast mountain guy. His whole career has been Utah, BYU, Oregon State.
Right. I mean, you can't take him to Penn State.
I don't know.
Jerry Sandusky was there. Mormons don't stand for that kind of stuff.
Maybe that would be the thing, is you get a nice, you get a nice, what would you say, like an ethical bump.
An ethical bump. That's what they need, an ethical bump.
They do need an ethical bump there. And look, regardless of whatever you think of BYU.
James Franklin was pretty ethical.
That's true. Kalani Sitake is one of the nicest human beings that you will ever come across.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, he just works at BYU and he should just stay there forever.
Yeah, he's been there since 2016.
Yeah. Yeah, he like I said, he's doing a good job.
He's doing a great job.
They should just stay married and just, it's over. Just, I don't even know what, it's like sometimes when the BYU coach does a good job, he doesn't really even ever come up searches because he's Mormon and they're Mormon and they love each other and so it just works.
I thought they were going to go simply because of the money thing. BYU has never spent money on their football program. They just don't.
Well, they did today or yesterday.
Well, the crumble cookie guy spent the money.
Well, that's just
But
it.
They have always used the church thing as kind of a lean on and it's a responsibility and, you know, your stability here.
This is your calling, sir.
And they made, you know, I'll give Kalani credit. Kalani was 1 foot out the door. He went to BYU and was like, dude, I want NIL money, I want staff money, and I want to get, I think they gave him, what, $9.5-10 million? Like he went to there and just said, hey, dude, you know, pony up. And for the first time ever, BYU is going to spend money. And that's the other thing is...
Well, he had leverage.
Despite the Lane Kiffin thing, dude, I really think that more and more coaches are realizing that the difference between Nebraska, Indiana, A&M, Missouri, Penn State... If you're happy somewhere and you have the resources to win, don't go be the villain and go be Lane Kiffin. Now, if the difference is UNLV and North Texas and those schools, sure. Dude, you
Well, there's
you go.
Two archetypes now. Like, it used to be that you just, the best coaches ended up at the best programs and they would eventually marry.
Yeah.
Right? Like the Sabins to LSU or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, it's two archetypes. It's the young guy like the John Sumrall, who is at a lesser program, who's looking for his big payday, and it makes a lot of sense for his family to take a shot at Florida.
Yes.
It's that guy, and you've seen a lot of those. Will Stein's going to Kentucky and all of those. And then the other archetype is just the Lane Kiffin problem child.
Yeah.
Like, who's good, but baggage, and bouncing around, and like, I just don't think you're going to be able to peel a lot of these good coaches from lesser programs nearly as much as easy as you used to.
I tend to think you are correct.
And so, like, if you look outside of Lane, like the fact that Lane Kiffin became the hot name in the coaching cycle says everything about what the coaching cycle is now.
Yeah.
Because he's not the end all to be all. As a matter of fact, he's oftentimes more pretty much everywhere he's been more trouble than he's worth.
Yes.
But he's a good coach. Mm-hmm. But there's so many better coaches, but he was still the number one guy. That is a damning indictment on how things are going in college football.
He was willing to jump. And if you look at most of the coaches that are in the playoff,
they're not going anywhere.
Well, not only are they not going anywhere, but this is the other one that I don't get why everyone feels the need to go try to get the Lane Kiffin of the world. If you go back the last couple of years, including, you mentioned, you know, Heupel, like, a lot of these guys, either they went from lower levels, but most of them were coordinators, right? Dan Lanning was a coordinator. Like, Kirby Smart was a coordinator. Dabo Swinney was a coordinator. By the way, he was a special teams guy. He wasn't even, like, the offense or defensive guy. A lot of these coaches, Marcus Freeman was a coordinator. So the idea that you have to go grab a sitting head coach at another Power 5 program, actually, if you just look off the top of my head, most of the coaches that have been successful have either been coordinators or someone that went the road of a lesser, you know, a group of five sort of school that jumped up.
Well, look, here's the other thing too, and this is a whole nother segment, a whole nother day. Forget about it. We're moving on to In the News next. But nobody ever talks about this. But I just feel that the current lot of ADs, and it's not all of them, but it's many of them that come through that system of higher education, sports management type, they're all goobers who aren't really qualified to hire football coaches in today's NIL college football world.
Yeah, I agree.
It has completely changed, and it's passed so many of these doofuses by. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They don't.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, let's get to In the News. Ice in the Dells. And I don't mean the weather kind.
Well, both are bad.
Both are bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, you don't want either one in the Dells.
Here's Schultze with SportsCenter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, you can tell I'm back because we are way behind.
Hey.
Hey, now. It is December 4, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Sorry to cut the In the News seggy short, but we probably won't.
Yeah.
Probably go long on this, too.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about it?
Bitch.
What are you going to do about that, Dusty? Huh?
Just fire me.
Yeah, that's right. Schultz's fault.
Can't fire you. You're not hired.
Are you kidding me?
That's actually very true.
How are they going to fire you?
You don't even work here.
I do technically work here, but limbo between, yeah. So, you know. But I am here, and it is my fault. So, love you guys.
Wow.
I've always blamed the producer.
It's really the way to do it.
And it's really kind of fun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Freaking Schnitzel Wolf.
I'll lean into it.
What the hell?
Who was the best at keeping us on the clock? Was there one? I think Bernie was pretty good.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. He was just angry.
Yeah.
He intimidated us.
Little Bernie.
Little roly-poly.
I worked for him, too, at another evil empire. So
cute
funny.
Little fella. All right. it's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Squeeze their cheeks and hire them, according to Isaac Rupp.
It is International Cheetah Day.
You know, I've long stated the cheetah, vastly overrated.
Well, kind of cool that they can run so fast.
Yeah, it's lame. It's like it's the Flash of superheroes. Who cares?
What? On the list of animal on the planet.
Yeah, on the list of power cats, dude, it's dead last.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying in terms of, like, there's not much else cool about the cheetah.
No.
But it's pretty cool how fast it can run. Okay. And running fast is a very big deal to us.
Well, it can run away from things. Cool.
Pretty sure I would put panthers below cheetahs or even cougars. Like, come on. Wait, do those guys do?
What?
Just jump on you?
You'd put cheetahs...
No, panthers below cheetahs and cougars. Like,
oh,
what,
oh,
cougars
I see.
And panthers do not have to... No, they don't live above cheetahs on the so coolness spectrum.
If you're ranking power cats, like, what is last?
You said the cheetah.
The cheetah.
And I, well, you think it's a cheetah, but you don't think it's the cheetah.
Dead last is probably going to be like a cougar. What do? They just pounce.
What do? They just pounce on young boys.
Hey.
You're saying, wow.
Why? What am I so off about as far as, like,
idiot
cat news here that I'm missing on?
Come on,
the cougars bring it. I don't know.
It's just a candy ass cat. No one's afraid of the cheetah, and I mean no one. You know who's afraid of the cougar? Well, some people.
Young boys.
Young boys. The cougar is legit. That's a badass cat. I'll tell you right now, you put you in a room with a cougar and I put you in a room with a cheetah, you're taking the cheetah every time. Thing weighs like 7 pounds. It's the distance. It's a little sprinter. No one's afraid of the cheetah. The cougar is terrifying.
But
the cougar breaks your neck. The
sprinting is a very big deal to us. Like it's the crown jewel of the Olympics. You know, like, we love fast running. That's what we love, and that's why we love the cheetah.
I don't love the cheetah.
And it's cool spots.
It's cute, but it's like a little kitty cat. You know, it's like, you know, when you're a little kitty cat, it can be a little kitty cat. Get out of here with that. Nothing is afraid of the jaguar, or excuse me, of the cheetah.
Now,
the
Freudian jaguar,
the jaguar is a badass cat. The mountain lion, a badass cat. The lion, the tiger.
It is also National Sock Day.
Oh, shout out socks.
Cool. Yeah, I don't really have much to say about that either.
As long as people wear them in their shoes. I hate the person that shows up with, like, full-on tennis shoes and no socks. Why do you do that? Stop.
I don't wear socks all the time.
Well, you wear flip-flops most of the time, so I don't really put you in this. No.
I have certain, like, I wear Vans a lot. I never wear socks with Vans. Slip-on Vans, that's a no sock, 100% of the time.
I mean, my wife and I will do it every once in a while. She's got a pair of shoes that she'll just throw her feet into, but it's not like an extended thing. I'm talking people that do this every day, and I've been around them. Like, what the hell are you living like?
Don't feel the need for socks. I put a little powder in the bottom of my shoes, and I'm good to go.
About 200 people gathered outside the Home Depot in the Dalles on Sunday to condemn what immigrant rights groups have described as an unprecedented immigration arrest inside the hardware store.
Yeah. Yeah, you're seeing that a bunch now. We're
the ICE.
Yeah. We were told that we're going after the worst of the worst, and now we're going after people that are working at Home Depot.
Yes. This was in did I say the Dalles? Did I say that?
You did.
Yeah.
Some of the videos coming out of this stuff, just look, and I get it. Some people, different side of the coin. I just, as a human, I just can't get on board waiting for people at bus stops, people that have been here for 20 years that have been working. I struggle with this one. But, hey, man, we all...
Country well, you got, know he can blame for this.
Country got together and voted on it, and this is what he said he was going to do, and this is what he's doing.
That's right. Thanks a lot, Obama.
I was talking to a friend of mine who was talking about this, and he goes, you know, this is what he said he was going to do. And people were like, no, he won't. Yes, he is. He said they were going to do it.
They're sending the bad people out.
Yeah, it's
freaking Biden.
Yeah. Well, what's scary, too, is there was one out of Florida where, you know, you can now just go up and be like, I don't think you look like a citizen. They just saw, I think it was in Florida, they pulled a lady out. She was a nurse. She was in scrubs, and they ripped her out of her car. arrested her, threw her in the back of a car, and then like 20 minutes later, they were like, oh yeah, you're a citizen, you're fine, you go away. The idea now that we can be like, I don't like the way you look, therefore you're going in cuffs until you prove something?
You know, Chuck Schumer really is a son of a bitch, isn't he?
Yes. Absolutely.
AOC. Thanks a lot, AOC. Nearly 80% of U.S. children ages 10 and under are slated to receive a $250 gift.
Run that by me again?
Nearly 80% of U.S. children aged 10 and under are slated to receive a $250 gift.
Boy, that tooth fairy. $250. What are we getting? $250? Now I don't have kids under that age, so.
Well, now you don't care anymore because it doesn't pertain to you now, do you?
But, I mean, you don't have either. Like, why are your kids getting $250 and who's paying for this? I'm guessing us.
Michael and Susan Dell.
Okay.
Of Dell.
Dell Computer.
Fame.
Mm-hmm.
The money will be placed into an interest-bearing account until they reach adulthood. All from tech billionaire couple Michael and Susan Dell, who announced their massive donation this week. The money will go to kids in this age group who were born before January 1, 2025, as long as they live in a zip code with an annual median household income of less than $150,000.
Can I say that is freaking awesome? Of the Dells?
It is, yeah.
How much are they forking over for this? I'm guessing it's a lot. I mean, they can afford it.
That's going to be a lot.
Billionaires, but that's awesome.
Now, the question here is, what metrics do they use to determine
who gets
median household income? Now, the Oregonian did a little map, and they showed all of the zip codes in Oregon and found that only two would not meet that threshold. In other words, even kids in Lake Oswego
would get this.
But again, it depends on the metrics that they use. Yeah.
Look, I understand that maybe there's some kids that you don't think deserve this or don't need it. Bottom line is, you're giving people, young people, a leg up. So do they have a rough idea of what this will be worth when the kid turns? When do they get it?
Stand by.
Yeah, I'm interested to see.
$6.25 billion total donation.
Okay.
For this, so
some serious cha-ching.
Dell, baby.
I mean,
dude,
you're
getting a Dell.
I just think that's awesome. You know, again, helping someone get a leg up. If you had old numbnuts bought Twitter for $44 billion. A lot better use of it out there. I think that's awesome that they're trying to give something back to kids that maybe a little bit of a leg up.
Is it a red flag that they are called Trump accounts?
Well,
who's calling them that, though?
Whatever. I don't care.
Did he call them that, or is it the liberal-hating media?
Exactly. I don't care. If they love Trump and they're still doing this for low-income kids, it's still an awesome thing.
Yeah, it's getting...
You can have someone that you don't agree with doing something and still have it be a good thing.
Yeah, I think the idea there is that maybe the money will, you know...
Oh, may not get there.
Who's watching this money?
I know.
The pledge will seed tax-advantaged Trump accounts for children too old to qualify for grants that are set to come from the U.S. Treasury. I'm trying to look at and see what they think these will be worth.
Yeah. So they're 10 and under, and they get them when they turn, you said 18?
I don't remember what I said. You're supposed to be listening.
I was, but I don't remember. I'm assuming 18
children
or 21.
Children 10 or under.
Yeah.
Born before January 1, 2025.
Yeah.
So the pledge covers 25 million children aged 10 and under in zip codes with a median income of $150,000 or less. It will take more than 250. Yeah, it doesn't say.
Okay.
It's hard to... I mean...
Well, yeah, it's basically $250 to start building something with.
Well, yes, I know. What Suk is asking is...
When do they get it?
You know, can you estimate what that would be when they get it? And no, it's hard to know because you don't know the... Well, you don't know what the market's going to do.
Exactly. I just was wondering if there was like a... I don't know if you had a rough estimate.
I'm sure history could tell us, but I'm no financier.
Well, isn't that more like an old savings bond, like where your grandma in the 60s gave you
a
$50 savings bond, and in 20 years it was worth $52?
That's right.
You could probably just do the math.
I just don't know what their...
6%?
Yeah, 6%.
3%?
Like, if you did an 8% return on it, like, over 20 years, it's $150,000.
There you go.
8%'s really high, though.
Yeah, that'd be a little high. I'd say 4%. Give me 4% over 10 years. Just say 10 years, because there are kids that are already 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah.
So give me... Do that math. bitch.
Let's see what we got.
It's not going to be much, guys. We're arguing over like $70.
Dude, no, that is not true at all. It will be good. And it will be certainly be good to a lot of kids who don't have much.
Well, no, it's great to start. I'm talking about it's not going to be some exponential growth from $250. That's all I'm trying to.
Yeah. No, I mean, but, you know.
Every little bit helps, I agree.
That's right. That's the whole point, kids.
Hey, they're trying something.
Don't bet your money. Invest your money. Your money.
Or you get a couple $100 and, I don't know, you go blow it on something.
Put it
stupid.
On the Lions tonight.
There you go.
Or the Cowboys. I don't know.
How about the Cowboys?
All right. Well, we got to go. We have a Three Rivers Mall mass shooter plotter kid who is going to court. Why'd everyone lay out on me?
Well, I thought we were going to break.
Thought you were sending it out.
We're actually a break behind, so I thought you were sending it out to the, you know.
We'll get there.
Thought we were breaking.
All right, Beavis. Good Lord.
Hey, I got my Beavis and Butthead t-shirt on today.
I don't think you do.
Boy, great call out by you, because I don't. We will be right back. This is In the News on The Fan. All right, this is, believe it or not, this is In the News still.
Yeah.
December 4, yeah. 2025. we have the River. You ever
Three
been
Rivers.
To, oh yeah, Three Rivers Mall? You ever been there?
I have.
You party there?
There used to be an Izzy's Pizza right on the other side of it. Let me tell you what, coming back from a camping trip, I'd often stop at that Izzy's and have myself a grand old time.
I miss Izzy's. I miss them bad. They were good, man.
I need those mojo potatoes.
Izzy's Pizza and a whole lot more.
I don't think I've ever had Izzy's.
Well, you're not ever going to now. It's long gone.
Maybe in heaven.
That good chicken. Yeah. They had chicken. How about that?
What was I telling you? Oh, that's the mall in Kelso.
Yeah, the kid was going to shoot it up.
Yeah, it's a 14-year-old boy.
They had the guns, ammo, the plans, the whole thing.
He's accused of plotting a bombing and a mass shooting at the mall. Now, he was in court for the first time last Friday.
Yeah.
And apparently it was very tense. And the state started laying out the first pieces of evidence in the case. Mm-hmm. And it is not going well for the state, according to reports. Limitations on FBI testimony and circumstantial evidence heavily scrutinized, leaving more holes in the state's case than before.
Well, that's great. Let's release the 14-year-old kid that wants to kill everyone, because what could possibly go wrong?
Well,
there?
Basically what you have here is you have him saying, hey, he wasn't going to do that. He's just a kid. He was with his mom both times he was at the mall, and she says he never shot any of the guns that were in the house or doesn't know how to do, you know. And then the state's like, well, yeah, check out this plot, bro.
Yeah.
So it's a tough one. We'll keep you posted.
I just, dude.
He was on like one of those weird.
Yeah, talking about it.
And weirdo websites.
But there were guns and like the materials there to carry it out, correct?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly?
Well, again, they're saying that the parents own the guns and he doesn't know how to use them. And,
God.
You know, like this, it's a whole.
Dude. That
you got to prove that he was going to carry it out.
I don't have to prove. Put that kid in a padded room with his mittens pinned to his jacket for like 15 years. I just, that's terrifying.
That is In the News, December 4, 2025. As always, brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Let's get back to sports. I love how Vanderbilt thinks they should be in this tournament.
And they won't shut up about it.
Isn't that cute?
I know.
We'll get to that and some other college football musings next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.